Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday evening Shiva for Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, we're introduced to the man, the food that fell from the heavens that provided the people of Bnei Yisrael with the sustenance food in the Midbar. And in the Parsha of the man, which is in Perek Tezayin of Shmos, in the first source, Pasuk Dalet says, V'arom Hashem Moshe, Hinani mamtir lachem lechem min ha-shamayim. Right, Hashem says to Moshe, "I'm going to give you lechem, you know, bread from the heavens, lechem in the shemayim," and in pasuk, I'm sorry, Yatzah Amalek Tud Vayom B'Yomo, people go out and they'll collect every single day, etc. And the pasuk Tezvav, a number of psukim later, it says, "Vayu Bnei Yisrael pasuk Tezvav, Vayu Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Yisrael Achiv Manhu." That's where the word man comes. What is this exactly? They weren't sure what it was. They said manhu. What exactly is this? And kiloy adumahu. They didn't know what it was. And Hashem Lachem Lachem. This is the bread. This is the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you to eat. And the pasuk Tezayin Zehadavar Shetziv Hashem Liktu Menu Ish Lufi Ochlo Omer LaGogolas Mispar Nafshu Sechem Ish LaSher Baolo Tikachu. Right. Each person should collect exactly the right amount, etc. As we know from the parsha, how much it was supposed to take, and so on. So, what I'd like to speak about this evening is I entitled the shiur "The Mon and Birkas Hamazon." The Torah tells us in Brachas Daf Memches Amud Beis Gemara. It tells us in Brachas Daf Memches Amud Beis Source Two, Amar of Nachman, Moshe Tikin Lahen LiYisrael, Moshe Tikin LiYisrael Birkas Hazon B'Shoah Sheyarad Lahem Mon. At the time when the man fell, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu introduced the bracha of benching that we call the bracha of Hazan. That's the first bracha of benching, which begins Hazan es olam kulo b'tuvo, etc. And then bracha to Hashem, Hazan es hakol. That's the first bracha of benching. That was instituted, according to this Gemara, by Moshe Rabbeinu at the time when the man fell. I don't know exactly when. I mean, the man fell, ended up falling for 40 years. And it's noteworthy that the mitzvah birchas hamazon is not presented till much later in the Chumash, the Chumash Dvarim, at the end of the 40 years in Parshas Ekev. And that's why some suggest, the Chazanish in one place suggests, this is in the Chazanish in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, in the Arachayim section, Simon Chav Ches, in Os Ches, he suggests that he writes, to me, al korcha lav, I don't have it in the sheets because it's not in the database, but I'll read it. Umi al korcha lav bascholos yidus haman sheyisulayred koda matan Torah. Certainly it wasn't right at the beginning, because even if you hold that the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon was itself presented earlier, but still, here in our center, we haven't even gotten up to Matan Torah yet. That's the next Sedrin Yisro. So it doesn't mean that Moshe instituted this bracha right when the mon first began to fall. By the way, okay, sometime when the mon began to fall. All right, anyway, then it says in the Gemara, and it continues, Yoshua tikkun lahem birchas ha'aretz, kevin shenichnasu la'aretz. Yoshua instituted the bracha of Ha'aretz, that's the second bracha of the benching. Nodelcha Hashem Elokeinu al Eretz Chemda Tova, and so on. And it ends al Ha'aretz on his own. When was that instituted? Kevan Shen Nichnesu La'aretz, when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And then David Shlomo Tiknu Boni Yerushalayim. David Shlomo instituted the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim. David Tikin al Yisrael Amecha al Yisrael Mirecha. That's the third bracha of benching. Rachim al Yisrael Amecha al Yisrael Mirecha. And Shlomo Tikin al Abayis al Galav HaKadosh. He built the Beis HaMikdash. And then the fourth bracha, which is Darabonan, Hatova Meita Biyavne Tikut Nua Keneged Haruge Beitar. This happened, the story that happened after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, a city called Beitar to the south of Yerushalayim, and the city Beitar today in that general area. At one time it was a big city, Beitar, and many Jews were slaughtered. The Omer of Masta, Osa Yom Shenit Naruge Beitar Lekvura Tiknu Biyavne Hatova Meita. This is when the Jewish High Court, the Sanhedrin, was in Yavne, and that the city of Beitar was destroyed in the aftermath of the persecution, the Adrianic persecutions, and so on. The failure of the Bar Kokhba rebellion. So Beitar was destroyed, and originally the Romans refused to let the dead be buried. Eventually they let them be buried, so they instituted the bracha of Atov, Ametiv, Atov, Shali Srich, Ametiv, Shenit, Lukura. Atov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was finally good enough to them that he allowed them to be buried, and you know, the Romans allowed them to be buried, at the, so to speak, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans, and also the bodies didn't rot in all that time. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Tana Rabbanan, Seder Birchas HaMazon, Kachi, Bircha Bracha Rishona Birchas HaZon, Shnia Birchas Aretz, Shlishis Bonei Shlaim, Reviyas HaTov HaMeitiv. And again, the connection to our Sedra is that the statement is that Moshe Rabbeinu himself instituted the first Bracha, the Bracha of HaZon, the first Bracha. Now, the mitzvah of benching itself is found, as I said before, later in the Chumash, in source number 3, Dvarim, in Parashat Ekev, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud, the pasuk we all know, it's quoted in benching. And on that, the Gemara in the continuation, that same Dafin Brachas, Mem Ches from Beis 4, Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin LeBrichas Hamazon in the Torah. How do we know Brichas Hamazon is in the Torah? Shenemar, Bechalta V'Savot V'Rachta, that's this Bracha. Bechalta V'Savot V'Rachta, Zu Brichas Hazon. The word of Erachta, meaning you have to bench, make a Bracha. Benching is just Yiddish for a Bracha. You make a Bracha after eating, that's Brichas Hazon. Es Hashem Alokecha, Zu Brichas Hazimun. Right, when we invoke the name of Hashem, the Bracha Zimun, you have a Mezumin. Not a topic now. Again, the Gemara chops up the pasuk and derives another bracha from each of the phrases. So again, Bichalta v'salta v'rachta is birchas hazon. Eshav kecha is zubirchas dimun. Ala arad zubirchas arad. Tatova zubanu yishalayim. B'chenu omer ha'arad tova zev alavanon. And then asher nosam lach is zu hatov ha'meita. The pasuk parashat Eschanan, Torah and Perek Gimel, pasuk chafei, plus source 5, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to come into Eretz Yisrael, so he says, Ebro nov eretz aretz hatov asher beber ha'edev, ha'har hatov ha'zev ha'lebanon, and that's a reference to Yerushalayim. Okay, that's the Gemara. It's interesting because in our Gemara, the way we have the text, as I printed in source 4, there in Brachas Mem Ches Mem Beis, it says, V'chalto v'zalto v'rachto zu birchas hazon, and it's from Akecha zu birchas hazim. It's a little out of order, right? The zimun is the beginning before the Brachas. So they've only gone, source number 6, and Hagos Hagroa, there in Brachas Mem Ches Mem Aleph, and Mem Ches Mem Beis, and Oz Aleph, Gemara v'rachto zu birchas hazimun, and it's from Akecha zu birchas hazon. Okay, the Kach Tzor Kloma, that's what it should be. All right. Now, the implication of this Gemara, as I said, is that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the bracha of Hazon at the time when the mon fell, at some point after the mon began to fall, as Chazanish points out.
Isn't the bracha up to Bnei Yishlaim, Bidaraisa, and after that is not?
Right, after that it's on Darbanon, so that's only a remez in the Pasuk, right, in the previous Gemara, yeah. We're not talking about a Tova Meitiv right now, but that's correct. So it's interesting, the Rush there in Bracha's Perek Zion, the Simon Chof Beis, source number 7, quotes this Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Moshe Tikam of Berchaz Azan, Bishar Sheor, Lav Amon, Yeshua Tikam of Berchaz Azan, Bishar Shenich Zalart, Dover Shlomo Tikam of Yishlaim, Dover Tikam of Yishlaim, Yishlaim Rechel, Shlomo Tikam of Bayis, Yishlaim Rechel, Yishlaim Rechel, etc. He makes an important qualification. The Rosh says, Velo Ba'i Lememar, Shalom Berchu Osa Bracha Ad Dover Shlomo. One second. So until the days of Dover Shlomo, the benching kind of over the centuries expanded in its length, does it mean that in the days of Moshe, when they said only the bracha up until Hazon HaSakol, that's it? Then Yoshua added another bracha until the days of David and Shlomo, when the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash were built, they didn't say anything, any third bracha at all? Rosh says, not true. It's not the case. Everything is learned out from that pasuk. It was on a continuation in source 4, there in Brachas Mem Ches and Beis. They learned out from the pasuk. V'chalta v'savarata v'rachta. V'rachta is the way the Grof fixes it up. V'rachta is Birchas Hamazon. I'm sorry, V'rachta is Birchas Hazimun. V'rachta is Birchas Hazon. And Ala Aretz is Birchas Aretz. Asher Nos Atova is, Bracha Bani Yerushalayim. So that sounds like that was all part of the original mitzvah on the Torah level. Right, the reading of that Gemara in source 4 indicates that the different brachas of the benching, we'll leave out now the fourth bracha of Atova Meitiv. I don't go into that now. But according to the simple reading of that Gemara in brachas Mem Ches Mem Beis, is that all three of these brachas were hinted at when the Torah said, V'achalta v'savarata v'arachta shemal kechal aretz Atova. All three of the brachas plus the Zimun is hinted at over there. So what do you mean that it was instituted by David and Shlomo centuries later? So the Rosh said, doesn't mean that they instituted. Ela David Shlomo Tikno Hamatbeya, the specific formulation, the specific nusach, the specific text that we have. Lefi Mashitosif Tova Yisrael. Then he mentions that Tova made to the Yavne Tikno by Haruge Beitar. And so what the Rosh is getting at is that they must have said some other bracha, some other formulation, maybe even about Yerushalayim and so on, because, something about they knew there was going to be a Beis HaMikdash or something. We don't know what text it was, but the Rosh is saying it's not that David and Shlomo, so to speak, came up with this idea of another bracha. That's already, according to Gemara on Mem Ches Mem Beis, already hinted at in the text of the Pasuk in Parashas Ekev, in Source 5, in Chalta V'Savata V'Rachta. So Memela says the Rosh, what it must mean is that David and Shlomo maybe composed the text that we have, but the idea of saying some sort of a bracha, a third bracha that somehow refers to Shlomo, Har HaTov HaZeh, it's a pasuk mechumash. The Har HaTov HaZeh also refers to Shlomo. Maybe the bracha referred to Har HaTov HaZeh. We don't know what it says, But that's the Rosh's caveat over here to sort of rectify the two parts of the Gemara in Brachos, Memches and Beis, so that which I have in source two and that which I have in source four, where the first part it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was instituted the Bracha of Azan and Yeshua instituted the Bracha of Aretz, and then Dov and Shomo instituted the Bracha in Yerushalayim, with the second part of the Gemara on source four, Memches and Beis, that says that there were all these Brachos were hinted at in the text of the Pasuk itself in the Chumash, Days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Rosh says that the David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, they instituted the text that we have, but not the idea of the bracha. And there's a commentary on the Rosh called the Madani Yontif, written by the same Rabbi Yontif Alevi Heller, this the same author of the Tosis Yontif on Mishnayos. So you wrote a commentary on the bracha on the Rosh. There were a few commentaries in the Rosh. One is called, the one here is called Madani Yontif. There in Brachos Parag Zion, Simon Chav Beis, Oz Ayin, he writes, Ad David HaShlomo. He wonders, why was the Rosh only bothered? The side point, why was the Rosh only bothered? What do you mean they didn't say, what did they do with this bracha until the days of David and Shlomo? So the Madani Yontif, well, you could have asked the same question. What did they do about this bracha until the days of Yeshua? What did they do about the second bracha? Right? The Moshe instituted the bracha of Azan when the man began to fall, sometime after the man began to fall, you know, in our Seder. But until the days of Yeshua. So the Madani Yontif writes, when Yeshua lo kashya may kara, klal, there's no question. Let's remember that tzivoy benching is presented in Mishnah Torah's Chumash Dvarim in Parshas Ekev, back in source three. Back in source three, yeah. Okay. Shanem achrea koso sichon, it's at the end and so on. That was part of Moshe's last series of messages to Jewish people, you know, in Parshas Ekev. So, shanech shav laschos k'nisos noritz, they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua, that's a possible point. Moshe was told he's not going to lead the people in. Yoshua's going to lead the people in. Lefichach tikein Yoshua birchas ha'aretz. That's why he instituted the bracha. Avostein hazon va'aretz bepam achas niskenu. That's an important comment. That's his opinion. Unless anyone agrees with it. But Madani Yontif says that the bracha of Azon and the bracha on Aretz, they're both instituted at the same time. At the end of the 40 years, again, that's when the bracha, the mitzvah of Brichas HaMazon is presented in Parshas Ekev, at the end of the 40 years, just prior to the entry into the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe didn't institute the bracha because he wasn't going to be going into Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua instituted it, but it sounds like Yeshua instituted in the days of, you know, in the days still of Moshe Rabbeinu. The technical reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't institute it, he wasn't going to land, but Yeshua instituted it. The two brachas were instituted at the same time, Moshe in connection with the man, Yeshua in connection to going to Eretz Yisrael, because he was only going to be going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe wasn't, but the two brachas were two at the same time. So that's an interesting twist from the Madani Yontif. Source number nine, the Rashba, in his Chidushim, the Chidush HaRashba, there in brachas, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, says the following, Chod Amrinan, Moshe tikkun on birchas adon, Yeshua tikkun on birchas adon, etc. Kasha lahavin, same kasha. Or kaima misamach, the brachas elam midoraisa ninu. Right, all these brachas elam midoraisa, based on the pasuk b'chalta v'sodot v'racht. Again, the second gemara in brachas memches beis we quoted back in source four. So what do you mean it wasn't instituted until later on? V'yesh lomar, like we said before, the matbeon husha tovolahed. Okay, it's the text that they instituted. But what's the oraisa? Imratzul omer be'ezem apeshir to omer. The idea is you could say whatever bracha you want, whatever nusach you want. There was no fixed. The mitzvah of benching did not include a fixed text for the bracha. Okay? You could say whatever you want. Then, v'asu, Moshe, Yeshua, v'dov, Yeshua, titla matbea l'chol achas v'achas bizmano. Okay, then in the particular times, they went ahead and instituted the particular text. And he says that's interesting because he refers back to another Gemara. Okay, I printed it, so maybe we'll see it inside the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara has in Brachas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says regarding the Bracha Rishona, Val Kula Mem Amud Shahakol Ne'abidvaru Yotzer. You know, the Shahakol Ne'abidvaru covers all Brachas. Shahakol covers all other Brachas. Okay, on that Gemara, on that Mishnah, on Mem Amud Aleph, so the Gemara on Mem Amud Beis in Source 11 says, Binyamin Raya, the certain shepherd, Korach Rifta, you know, he had bread. V'amar brich morei dahai pita. He said in Aramaic, blessed is the master of this piece of bread. He said bracha in our regular text. He said it in Aramaic. Amarav yotze. Yotze. Hi, v'amarav kol bracha shem v'azkar sashem ena bracha. Yeah, but he didn't say the name of Hashem. So it means, no, the amar brich rachmona morei dahai pita. He said rachmona. Rachmona is the nickname of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the merciful one. Okay. Hi, v'ahab inan shalosh brachas. Yeah, but benching consists of three brachas. So, you know, he said this bracha, you know, what do you have when we were kids in English? Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for grub, yay God, right? So that's sort of like the thing. He said, well, we have to have three brachas, okay? So my yotza, the kamarab, what did Rav mean? Nami, Yotze de bracha rishona. You only owed Yotze the first bracha. Now, the Gemara asks, my kamashwan. Well, what's the purpose of Gemara telling us this? Afal gav da omer lashon chol is because you're telling us that we yotze in another language other than Hebrew. It doesn't have to be lashon kodesh. Tanina, that we know already from other sources. Ve'elu nemar b'chol lashon. Certain things can be said in a language. Parsha sota. Okay. Vidri maiser. Kriyashma. Tfila. Birchas hamazon. Certain things you can say in another language. So that we know from elsewhere already. Right? The Rashi says, he's only yotze day. Look at 12. Rashi and brachas nemam beis. You only yotze yidei bracha rishona birchas hazon. But what are you telling us? We know that you can say certain things in another language other than lashon hakodesh, other than Hebrew. For example, parsha sota kishar kohen mashpia. When the kohen reads the whole text to get the woman to swear that she was not unfaithful to her husband, etc. So you can say that in another language too. Tzmor says it's the result of that. I mean, hanemila the amar b'lashon chol ki hechi that kina rabbana b'lashon kodesh. I might have thought that what a woman. A man or whatever, anybody can say brachas, brachas hamazon in another language, provided it's an exact translation of the Hebrew, not a synopsis, not a summary, and so on. Avalo amoshon chol kiyechet akinor abon amoshon kodesh, emalo, come on. This guy did not say an Aramaic translation of the text of the first bracha of the benching. He didn't say all that. In Aramaic, it wasn't just that he said in Aramaic, he said basically a short version. So that's the chiddush of this Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Arachayim, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yod 13 in Bimokom in Bimkom Brachas Amotzi, like the Mishnah said that we saw before. The Mishnah is verse 10 in Brachas Mem Amral. The Shulchan Aruch says in Arachaim Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yod in Bimkom Brachas Amotzi Berach Shakolni Abidvaro O Shomar Brich Rachmona Malka Mori the Hypita Yotza. That's by the Brachas Rishona. And in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin talking about Brachas Amazon Sif Aleph 14 Vim Amar Bimkom Brachas Azon Brich Rachmona Malka Mori the Hypita Yotza. Which is a translation of Baruch Hashem Zon Sakol, because the bracha does end with the Shem Hashem as well. It says here Malka Mori, right? The Mishnah Berurah there in Simkuk Pei Zayin Simkuk Gimel points out if you mash a kosum chaber lekaman b'sim reisha dal mari da'alma Malka da'alma. You can't just say Malka, but Melech Olam. It's a Malka da'alma. Fine. In Simkuk Dalid Yotze de bracha rishona she birchas hazon. Ve'af shekitzer me'od habracha. Even though this person said this very, very abridged version, said, you know, five words, whatever, 10 words, very abridged version of the bracha, and he did not just simply say a translation of what was in Shetiknuchachamim of Lashon HaKodesh, afilu hachi yotze, at least b'dieved, hov hizkir shem, right? He said the Shem Hashem, because he said Rachmona, as the Mishnah Berurah says in brackets, Hashem is Baruch Hu, ha'yusha koren also b'lashon Rachmona, right? The merciful one. Umalchus, v'inyan ha'bracha, he basically said the main thrust to the main concept of the bracha. Umashma o deladei rishona afshalochisim gamkein man even if he didn't say the end. After kaimel and the makom shom lachlam and rishash lochtam kol makom the eved yotza. But there's still svele duli kuba after the eved. Machokas whether the end is necessary or not. But anyway, getting back to the Rashba, so let's turn back to 9 for a second. The Rashba quotes this whole discussion, and he says, "You see from here that a person can be yotze." Even though he does not say anything really, I don't say anything resembling, because it does resemble the text, but it's not a translation of the text. And he's Yotze anyway. Okay? So look at the end of the third to last line there in the Chiddush Rashbon Brachas, Mem Ches Mabeh, as we started before. After he quotes these Gemaras that we just saw, okay, about this guy said this abridged version in Aramaic, Rashbora is Alma, the Matbeo Shetover Abonim. This is proof that the mitzvah the Oraisa. That was not to say the exact text. That in Hanami was instituted later, but Moshe did it by the morning, Yeshua did it by Eretz Yisrael, or according to the Madaniyata, both those two at the same time, but later Dov and Shlomo instituted the text of Bonnie Yerushalayim. Fine, that they instituted, okay? Again, remember the Rashba's original kasha. How could it be that Moshe did this, and Yeshua did that, and Dov and Shlomo did the other thing? So he writes again on the first line, Yerushalayim, the Matbeinu Shutavalayim, that's the Oraisa. That's what, not the Raisa. The Raisa is, you could say whatever text you want. The Horaya says, Rashba, this guy, this other Gemara, who said this shortened version is Yotze. All right, he's not doing what the Rabbanan directed, but you can't say he's not Yotze. He did bench, he's Yotze the Raisa. All right, so that's what the, you know, that says, and whatever they said, and then Rashba adds a couple lines on the bottom there, and so it's not, but Vadai, the Kodem, they later on, once Yeshua came, once Dov and Shlomo came, they didn't continue to say the text that he previously said. They said something. Ukimo, Shain Anu Omer Ba'al Soma Pesha Tikkun Dabar Shlomo. Let's think about it for a minute. Shlomo Melech didn't write, Uvenei Yerushalayim, rebuild Yerushalayim. Bone it, right? I mean, right? That doesn't make any sense. Uvenei Yerushalayim, Rekodesh, please rebuild Yerushalayim. He didn't say that. And that's what Shpo points out. We don't say there, no, sir, exactly. Shanu Mvakshim Lahachzir Malchus, Uvenei Sabayis. Behem Vakshim Lahamid Malchus. They daven that the Malchus should stand, it should be successful, whatever, slightly different words. Okay, that the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash should stand, it shouldn't be whatever. So we have talked a little bit, and that's what happened. So that's how the Rashbo understands this idea of rectifying these two Gemaras. Back now to 16, the Shittim Kubetzis, there in Brachas, Mem Chesem Beis, Omer Nachman, the same Gemara. He says, V'nusuch Shalah, after he just quotes the Gemara, there's V'nusuch Shalah Haya Al Kiyom HaBayis. In those days, when David and Shlomo instituted a bracha about Yerushalayim, it wasn't about rebuilding Yerushalayim. It was built already. It was flourishing. So it was rather that it should have a kayomish, you know, should be successful, it should flourish. And so that's what the text of the bracha was. Nusach Shalonu, who Shalonu Bakshim, Al Machos Dov, Shebana Abayas. We're asking to restore the Machos Beis Dov. David HaMelech wouldn't ask to restore the Machos Beis Dov. He was a king. So, you know, had these slight changes. So the point is, it's not the text that's pivotal. And the other way, the Rashba says, before any of that happened, they said some form of text. We don't know exactly what it was. And that, because that's in its Midorais. It's interesting, the Ramban, in his Hasogas, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam Shorish Aleph. We mentioned past, the Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvah in which he lists off all of the mitzvahs of the Torah in order, not in order of appearance, in his order. He has his own order. Groups certain things together, and there's all kinds of literature why he followed this order, different or whatever. He doesn't do it in the order that they appear in the Chumash. Anyway, but before he lists all the mitzvahs Aseh and then all the mitzvahs Lo Aseh, he first has a section called the Sharoshim, 14 rules by which he is going to decide whether to count something as a separate mitzvah or not to count something as a separate mitzvah. It's not so obvious. Now, let's say Kriya Shema. Is Kriya Shema one mitzvah with two parts? And there's one mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the morning? And part two of that mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the evening? Or no, it's two separate mitzvahs in the count. When you count up the Tayag, you count one mitzvah Tzon Shal Yad and a different mitzvah Tzon Shal Rosh? Or is there one mitzvah to put on Tzon on your hand and on your head? On Sukkot, is there one mitzvah to take a little bit, different mitzvah to take an Esrog, a third mitzvah to take Hadassim, and a fourth mitzvah to take Aravos? Or is there one mitzvah in the count to take all four? Whatever, you get the idea. So the Rambam has this and many other rules. So, and the Ramban has lengthy Hasogas, a lengthy commentary on some of these rules, as well as in the rest of the same mitzvah. So in Shorish Aleph, in Hasogas, Ramban writes as follows. He's really talking there about Hallel, but it's not our issue now. Yeah, but I accepted the part that's relevant for us in 17. B'chein Amru B'brichas HaMazon Shuvadam in a Torah. Even though Brachas Mazon is definitely from the Torah, right? Like Gemara said that. Brachas Mazon Chesed Beis, we saw it before. Moshe Tikkun Brachas Mazon, Yeshua Tikkun Brachas Mazon, Shlomo Tikkun Bonin Shlaim. V'kulon Ein Matbein Torah, the text is in the Torah. Avon Nitztavino Min HaTorah, Shena Nevarech Achilaseinu, Kol Echad Kefid Aito. We were commanded that a person, based on his own language, should say something, some form of thanksgiving, after eating. And Ke'ein Birchas here, it says Minyamin, we had Binyam, whatever his name is, the guy who said this line, Brich Rachmon and so on. Then Ubo Hanavim, Etiklon Nusuch Mesukon. They put a beautiful text in and so on and so forth. And, that's why we say that the Malchus returned to Yerushalayim and so on. So that's how the Ramban says as well. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah, in his Sefer HaMitzvah, he does present the mitzvahs of the order in which they appear in the Chumash. So it's parsha by parsha, not like the Rambam. So in Parsha's Ekev, where the mitzvah of Echalta Zohar Rachta is in Sefer Chinuch mitzvah Tam Tov Lamed, Benusach HaBrachas Kulon Ezra Ubeis Dinam Tikto. All the brachas that we have, Shakol Nivro, and the bracha on Al-Matil's Lulav, whatever else was instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, Ezra and Ezbeis Din. That's what the Chinuch makes. Simon Tov Lamed, it's the mitzvah of benching. Mitzvah Tov Lamed in the Chinuch is the mitzvah of benching, but he goes into a long discourse about brachas in general in that piece. So anyway, he says that the general, the brachas were instituted by Ezra and his Bezin. I, Va'afo Bisham, Zichon Bracha, Moshe Tikkun Brachas Don, Yeshua Brachas Arz, etc. That's Al Ikar HaInyan Amrukein, the general idea. I will call Nusach HaBrachas Ezra Bezin HaTikdom, Ein Ro'a LaHosti, V'la Grob, and so on, V'chol HaMashan Abraham, Ein Ro'a LaToah, should not change anything, and so on. But the Eved, if you changed it or you forgot part of it, as long as you covered the main thing, calls Manch, Yitzke Ikar Mashmus, or Machasimos, Ketikna, Ein Machzir Noso. Okay, so, and you can say it in another language and so on, as long as you have Shem and Malchus, you know, the name of Hashem, fact of the matter. Yeah, question, Mike. You're mute.
The question of saying, Tzur Mishalo Achalnu.
Yeah.
Because if you say that, you might not.
Yeah, so what Lenny's referring to, some people in fact make on the Zemer, Tzur Mishal Achalno, if you pay attention to Tzur Mishal Achalno, it follows the piyut, the pismon, the zmiris. Each of the stanzas in Tzur Mishal Achalno is this kind of a summary of Birchas HaMazon, Hazonas Olamo, you know, Hazonas Olamo, whatever. It's similar to you know, to the text of Birchas HaMazon. So some mefakpek can say you shouldn't say Tzur Mishalo, you know, because then that covers, if you read the bench, that covers the benching. That co- you know, then you can't covers the benching at least the Raisa. So therefore, you yotzim into the Raisa. So therefore, they don't want you to say Tzur Mishalo, or maybe you could say the different. You know, you can say it earlier in the meal. We're not ready to bench anyway. You're still eating, but don't say it near the end of the meal. I remember one time when I was in Yeshua Haratzion and Gush. So Lichtenstein, Zichron Lebrache, was not happy, I guess, on Shabbos. The boys went out a couple of Shabbos in a row. They weren't, the Zemiris weren't so stark. And I guess, well, you know, guys were tired or whatever, so they weren't singing Zemiris. So he gave a, sort of uncharacteristic, I guess, he gave a little Musar Shmuz, and he mentioned that there's some poskim who say that, you know, you should be careful not to sing Tzur Mishalo before benching, because maybe it counts as benching. But I'm not familiar, he said, with any Mishonim who say there's a Gzera, other Zmiros, Otto Tzur Mishalo. You shouldn't sing any Zmiros because you might come to sing Tzur Mishalo. Again, that was a little... Anyway, so, correct. All right, so let's go back to this. So that's the Chinam. I do want to mention the following, just for full disclosure. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, right before the Jews were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. So in Parshas Maaseh, Bamidbar Parak, Lamed Dalad, and so on. Here's the land, and gives all the boundaries there, the subsequent psukim. So on that pasuk, the Medrash, I want to be fully honest here, the Medrash in source 20, Mimidba Rabbah, Parsha Masay, Parsha Chav Gimel Simon Zion, quotes, you know, this Medrash Rabbah, it's mainly I got it, but quotes Halacha. Halacha is, Ad Shalom Nichnus L'Aretz Ketzer Mavarchen. Wait a minute, ask our question. Till they went into there, so what did they say? So this Medrash says, that only Alamozon. Shonar Basenu. I'm sorry. Ketzon Bracha Alamozon. Shonar Basenu. Ad Shalom Nichnas Yisrael Hayivachin Bracha Achas Hazonas Hakol. Period. Misha Nichnas Yisrael Hayivachin Aretz Alamozon. Two brachas. Misha Charva Hosifu Bona Yerushalayim and so on. Basically, according to the Medrash Rabbah, not like we've been saying till now that they said some form of a text but covered all these themes. But rather, no, they only said one bracha because that was Moshe instituted. Then they said it when Yeshua instituted that institute, they said a second bracha and so on. So that's again, as the H. Yosef, in source 21, the H. Yosef is one of the commentaries on the side of the page in Medrash Rabbah, there in Parsha Chav Gimel, Simon Zion. So this is Shonar Rabbah Seinu. Ayin brachas mem chesu, we know Harosh, we saw the Rosh before in Simchav Beis. The Rosh was back, you know, the Rosh was the one who said, the first one that we quoted, who said this idea back in source 7, the Rosh and brachas. And he says, but, Eitzosef writes with Tzorachina that doesn't match with this Medrash says. So there is a Medrash that says not the way we said it. Okay, you know, but we should just be aware of it. But most Rishonim would say the other way. The Rambam too. Rambam is in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Beis Alach Aleph 22. Say the Brachos Hazon Kachu Kachi Rishonim Brachos Hazon Shnei Brachos Aretz Shush Brachos Yerushalayim Bona Yerushalayim Reviyas Hadav Meitiv Brachos Rishonim Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna Shnei Tikna and Yeshua. Okay, there the Rambam takes the Gemara. The two Gemaras at face value. So the Ketzav Mishnah, there in Perek Beis, Aloch Aleph, Michos Brochas, 23, the Ketzav Mishnah quotes this Ramban that we mentioned from the Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Chorosh Aleph back in source 17. He quotes this Ramban, who says that the Matbeah, Ain Matbeah LeBrochas Mazim in the Torah, when it's Tavino in Tala Baruch, he quotes this Ramban, and he says the Rashbo said it, so that's what we've said all along. Now, there's an interesting point that relates to this, based on another Gemara. There's an earlier Gemara, a couple pages earlier in Brachas, Mem Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara asks in 24, Ad Heichan Birchas Hazimun. How far does, when you bench with the Mezumin, and you know, the Zamin says out loud, or maybe says the whole bench out loud, but at what point is it still part of the Mezumin? Rav Nachman or Ad Nivarech, until you finish it, Nivarech Shechal Mishalah, Baruch Shalom Torin, or right at the end of the Birchas, the little paragraph at the beginning. However, of Sheshes Omer Ad Hazon, until Hazon is Hakol. What's the exact, what's going on here? So Rashi, what's the question? What's the answer? So Rashi and Brachos Mevavon Alf 25 writes, Ad Heichan Brichas HaMazon, Hazimun, I mean Brichas Hazimun, when you have a mizum in your bench, Shetzwichen Leos Shlosha, for which you need a minimum of three people. Ushen Shnayim Lo Yom Ruah, but if you have only two, you wouldn't say this. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The Gemara's question was, for what parts do you need to have three people? So the first opinion of Nachman is Ad Nevarech, just the first part that we call the Mizuman part, right? Nevarech Shalom Shalom, Baruch Shalom Shalom Zocheinu, that's the Mizuman part. For that, you need three. Rosh Hashanah says, until the end of Hazonas HaKol, you need three. So Tosis, there in Brochus, Menvel Menal, Dir Masad Hechon 26. Wonder, wait, what? Perish Rashi, Mamtin Ad Hazon, Vazon Bechlal Shnayim, Enam Evarchen Hazon. Okay? Sounds like you won't have three, you wouldn't make the Brochus of Hazon. According to Rosh Hashanah, Rav Sheish said the Zibun continues to the bracha of Azonas HaKol. And Rashi just said, what the Gemara was getting at, for what part of the bench do you need three people? So according to Rav Sheish, you need three people to say the bracha of Azon. So Tosa says, Vilon here, that doesn't make any sense. The Birchas Azon Doraisa. That's Doraisa, nothing to do with having a Mizumin. The Eich Yochid Potter, Minoah, how can you say Yochid is Potter? And furthermore, Hakamal Rav Sheish's Bisure, we follow Rav Sheish's in matters of Issa Vahetar, matters, ritual matters like this. Is that true? Can Rav Ashi, Rav Sheish HaSad possibly hold that if you're benching by yourself, you don't say the bracha of Azon? You only have to say three brachas. It says it all over the place. All the different Gemaras all talk about three brachas in benching. The Raisa. So how can you say that for the first bracha of Azon, you can only do it if you have a mezumin, you have three people. And if you're alone, you wouldn't say it. If you're just two people, wouldn't say it. They're toast that doesn't make any sense. And he said, the docha glomer don't marry, it'll be a zimon. Rashi can't be, it's learning all those Gemaras only when you have a Mizumin. The Yochid Baruch, Shalosh Brachos. Okay, so it can't be. All right. And yeah. Then he talks about the order. That's something else. We said he fixed the order anyway, the building on. Lachain Yesh Lafarish. He says it's going on something else. It's not, the Gemara was not asking for which part. When the Gemara asked Ad Hechon Birchas Azimun, didn't mean for which part do you need three people. You only need three people for the actual Mizuman. Of course, everyone says Hazon, even a Yachin. But the Gemara was asking was, goes in the above Gemara, Ad Hechon Tzorch Lahamtin Ad Shivarcho Ashnayim. If you bench with a Mizuman, and this comes up sometimes, my friend wants to leave, okay, and we have a Mizuman, and my friends want to leave, I want to stay, I'm not done eating it. I'm having a dessert, okay? So they want to leave, so they want to bench the Mizuman. So, or even one person wants to bench with a Mizuman. So he benches the Mizuman, I answer, but I'm going to continue to eat. I'm not done yet. I'm having dessert. So how long do I have to wait before I can resume eating? What's part of the Zimun, of the Mizuman, that I'm still eating? I can resume eating after that part's over. That's what the Gemara is asking. And that's the Machokas of Nachman Sheish. Rav Nachman says right away, if the Nevarach Shalom, you can resume eating. And for that, Rav Sheish says you have to wait until the end, you know, till Azonas HaKol. I think we pass it until we assume you wait till Azonas HaKol. Then the other people who wanted to stay didn't want to bench, let the other people have to go. They bench with the Mizuman. We need a Mizuman, so I join. But I'm going to keep eating. That's okay. That's what he says the Gemara is going on. All right, now, what's it got to do with us? I mean, he says for sure. Okay, for sure. You know, it's not because Birchas Hazon isn't said by Yochid. It's not true. So now, in connection with this, Pnei Yoshua raised the following. Pnei Yoshua there in Brachas Mem Vav Men Aleph, Dir Masav Gemara Ad Hechon Birchas Hazimun. He quotes his Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. And then he writes in the second line of 27, Ba'av She'eni Kedai, you know, who am I? The modesty here, but Bikol Mokom Nirali Liyashir Shitas Rashi. Let me explain. He says, because Tosis had asked, what do you mean? Two people don't have to say Eich Efshes Shnayim Lohem Brichas Hazon Brichas on Doraisa. So he says Nira De Lo Shayachach Kusher. That's only true according to Tosas who hold elsewhere that it's indeed Min HaTorah Ikar Brichas Hazon Hayin Shavarch Sholos Brachos Gemuros Nifrado Zumizu. That's Tosas Lashitasam who hold that the Doraisa requirement to say three distinct brachas totally separate. Okay, that's what Tosas holds, but I explain. We'll see it inside a moment. I held, okay, and in one bracha, bevracha achas, he says, expanding this theme we talked about earlier, that according to many Rishonim, again, the Medrash Rabbah seems to be against it, but according to the many Rishonim, the original din d'oraisa was to say these three themes, says the Pnei Yoshua, you have to cover these three themes, but not necessarily in three separate brachas. One bracha will incorporate all the themes. The theme of food, hazon, right, mazon, the theme of haaretz, and the theme of Yerushalayim. But he said, so therefore, there's no kasha. Tosa, it's a kasha Rashi. What do you mean? How's it possible the guy won't say the bracha of Hazon? Okay, isn't that Doraisa? Yeah, it means maybe he'll incorporate with the other things. You can incorporate those themes in something else. Okay, Tosas, who says you have to say three distinct brachas of Taka Kasha. But according to me, the Bnei Yeshua is no Kasha. He says, we can incorporate all in bracha achas. And he says, the Pshita le'achmils of Beisosa says it. And he says, the Rambam implies that way. And he says, now we can answer something else. And I'll really now look ahead. We'll see where it comes up. Okay, let's turn ahead. Because he quotes 28, the bracha tezayin on Amud Aleph. The Bnei Yeshua now quotes the following. Interesting Gemara, Tezam 28. The Gemara says, "Vatanya polim she osim melacha etzal bala bayis koring kriyishma mispalim ve'okun piton ve'ein mevorchan l'panam mevorchan l'arachas time." You know, when you had day laborers, workers, and I want to take a lunch break, so you know you're paying them by the hour. So to, you know, I'm not paying you to dab mincha. You know what I'm saying, right? The guy's going to now go. It's going to take a long time. Say Shmona Esrei, you get out of the office. No, I'm not paying you to dab mincha. I'm not paying you to bench either. You know, every second counts. You're being paid by the minute or whatever it is. So I got a bench. So the Gemara had certain relaxed certain rules for workers, you know, at the expense of the Bala Bayis. So it says, Ochen Pita, they didn't have to make a bracha before, go wash. You know, in the old days, that's a big thing until they found a place to wash. They had to walk half a mile. And, you know, okay, so, you know, the boss said, I'm not paying you to go wash until it's time to make a bracha. But afterward, they would say two brachas. What would they do? Kate said, "Bracha Rishona Kitikuna, Shnia Posech BeBirchas Aretz with Kolon Bnei Yishlaim BeBirchas Aretz." They would combine the second two brachas lines into one. All right, and then Gemara says that's only if you know, depends on how they paid. And was the Bala Bayis the employer with them? He was eating with them. Then he said it was okay. All right, that's a side point. Okay, there's distinctions here. So Tosus, that's not exactly the text we have, but Tosus there in Brochus, Tezam, and source 30, Bechosem, Bechos, Art, Alpha God, the Rai saying, so Tosus, wait a minute, how could it be? How could they say combine two Brochus into one? It's the Rai to say three Brochus. That's Tosus Kasha. How could these workers be given a dispensation to say two Brochus of benching, incorporate the second and third Brochus into one unit? Then all three of the Rai say, how could it be? As Tosus, yeah, Tosus is the old rule. Yesh Koch, Be'achon, Laka, Domina Torah. The Chacham have the right sometimes to uproot something in the Torah and tell you to do it differently, right? According to the Torah, you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah even if it lands on Shabbos. And the Chacham have a good reason to say that if it lands on Shabbos, don't blow shofar, we may come to carry. So they have the right to suspend the law from the Torah, right? B'shem Al Taisa. So that's what they're doing here. They have the right to uproot. It's from the Torah. You talk have to say three different brachas. But here, because Ho, Vetchud, Melechas, Balabais, they're busy and you have to respect the employer. So therefore, the Chacham lifted it. That's what Tosis says. Okay, and by the way, we paskin that way. La halacha, it's not applicable so much today. But the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Parak Beis Halacha Beis writes Hapolim Sheosim Melacha Is Abala Beis in 31. Ochlin Pitan Ein Brachon Lebanem Brachon Lachos On Stay Brachos Bavad Kadesh Shlei Vatlu Melachas Abala Beis. They shortened. They said an abridged form of benching. Brachon Rishona they said normal, but the Shnia Posech Brachos Aretz Vekol Abavan Ishavachosim Brachos Aretz. You go back and say Aretz on a Muslim. Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua says over there, look in 32 of the Pnei Yeshua, there in Brachos Tez Zayin with Aleph, he says, he's not impressed with Tosa's answer. He said, you don't have to say they were Oker, you know, Dominat Halachorah, ain't them Murcho. The Hach Milsa first, he says in general, that rule of Yesh Koch, Biyar Chacham, Laka, Dominat Torah, Chacham can sometimes, that's it's not a general rule. There's certain qualifications. It's to keep people avoiding Isser. Like, for example, you know, to keep people from violating the Isser of carrying on Shabbos, they don't blow shofar on Shachos Shabbos. Don't take the lulav on the Shabbos, you know, lulav, Sukkah falls out on Shabbos. So fine, because it's saving from Isser. But here, it's not applicable. It's very difficult, he says. We don't find, but ain't shuls for alom the akru chamda and atorim shum hefsid mamon, because you're concerned that the employer will lose money, you know, time is money, and so on. That's not a reason, and not only that, but you don't have to come on to that answer because he says, "Obar mi day." Aside from that, the third line of 32, well, the datel matzuchah is that why did Tosa need this altar? Then he the gimel brachas of the raisaim. It's true that the three brachas are the raisa, but ha'inu shitzorach lahazkir brachas hamazon or brachas aretz or brachas yishlayim. Masha ainu ken mashtol hazk b'shem machuk b'tchilah v'sof. You have to repeat each time Baruchat Hashem, Baruchat Hashem, like we do. We say at the end of Baruchat Aretz, Baruchat Hashem, Al Aretz, Al Amazon. And at the end of Bani Yishlaim, we say Baruchat Hashem, Bani Racham, or Bani Yishlaim, Amen. But that you don't have to do. That you don't have to do each time a new bracha. That's not required. You just have to say it. What's the rise is to cover the theme. All right. So that's what the that is what, and he says the Beis Yosef said that, and he, and we'll see, and take a look on 33. Beis Yosef Taka does say it. And Or Chaim Sim Kuf Tzari Alam 33, etc., etc. And he raises the question. He says, quotes Tosas, who says that the Chacham is simply suspended. Even on Midorais, you have to say three separate brachas, the Chacham is suspended that. But the Beis Yosef says, Vili ain't tzorach, second line of 33, or Chaim Shem Kuf Tzari Aleph on the tour. The Beis Yosef writes, Vili ain't tzorach, I don't need this answer. The ain't minyan brachos, Shachar Tumma Minatorah, the exact number of brachas, you have to say three separate brachas, that's not Minatorah. Can imagine the Be'er Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah Shalom. Take a look. He points to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in the Sharashim on which the Ramban was commenting earlier, but the Mitzvah say Yud Tes, the Mitzvah benching. He writes in 34, Mitzvah Yud Tes, he should see Vonu Levarcho Yisala Achar Kol Achila Bu Amru Bechatos Zot Varchos Mol Kava. Not a word about how many brachas. Doesn't say a word about it. So therefore, it doesn't. You know, apparently, you don't have to do that. So now the Pnei Yeshua says, getting back to all this, and go back for a second to the Pnei Yeshua back in the 27 on Brachos Mabav and Aleph. So he says, Mamela, Tosis is big concern, okay, of a kasha against Rashi. How could Rashi say, you know, that the Bracha of Azon would only be said if there are three people? How could you have a Bahamina for that? It's all Doraisa. No, maybe it's incorporated into something else, right? He says, look at this, five lines on the bottom of that Pnei Yeshua in 27 and Brachos Mevav and Aleph. And Kain Shapir Matil and Meimar toward the end of it. The Yotzei de Chavosim and Atorah Me'ikar Birchas and Aleph Dar Sheshes and Adavka B'Shlosha the Ikar Birchas Dimon Roman Nevorech. So again, with other things, you cover that Bracha. Al Kopon and Bracha Rishon and Shua Zon is covered by, you know, by the Zimon and so on. And anyway, the idea is that you there's flexibility within the bracha. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And again, it's just an expansion of this theme that it was this idea that it's not the brachas that were instituted as the raisa, but the themes that have to be covered. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, just going back to 35, Paskins in Sim Kuf Tzari Aleph Sif Aleph, about the workers, Paul and Ma'osim Malacha, it's a balabayas, they can mekatsun b'rechas hamozen, they can say in a bridged form, abbreviated form, b'rechas hamozen, so it's not to, you know, not to interfere with the work and so on. And he explains how he did it. The first bracha said, normally the second open Birchas Aretz, include Bonar Shlaim, and close the Birchas Aretz, and they wouldn't say a Toba Meitiv Klal. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, why are those two combined? Okay. So Mishnah Berurah, there in Sim Kuf Tzari Aleph, Sukkot and Aleph writes, the after Shim Begmar Mikra, Shavarach Hashem, Chasavach, Aleph, Mozom, Aretz, Aretz, Shlaim, all three. Ein Ritzon Olam Shemina Torah Tzorach Lachtom Al Kol Echad Mechad. There's no rule, like the Pnei Yeshua said, there's no, and then like the Beis Yosef said, before him. So then the Mishnah Berurah after the boat says, there's no rule that you have to have a chasima, three separate brachas. And let me doraisa die, because Shivarach Al Shoshtom, Bevracha Achas. It's enough, midoraisa, to have one bracha with all three themes. Ak Durabanan Tiknu Lachtom Bevracha Al Kol Echad. Durabanan instituted to make them into three separate brachas. And it'll be polling, but these workers, because of bitul malacha, the cheating of the boss by taking some time off the religious activities, they made a rule the brachas of Bin Yerushalayim should put together. Say domo zolozo, and you can put them together because they're similar. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. Okay, so I printed on a whole. It's a big page. One text that goes on to the next page. It's a long piece on the base Elokim. That's the Mabit of Yosef Chani, again, early Achron. Shari, so does Perek Samach Aleph. Yes, we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but it's kedai to read with it. It's very interesting. He raises a very interesting question. And it just hammers home our point, really. He says, Roy Lachkor, Roy Lachkor, we should look into Bizman HaMashiach, okay, Vatkes HaMesim and so on. What are we going to say? What's that davening going to look like? An interesting question. That's discussed in the first paragraph. What are we going to say? You know, keep our enemies away from us? They have no enemies. They've all been taken care of already. After Chiyas HaMesim, what are we going to say? Look on the second line. Achar Chiyas HaMesim, Gamkein Eich Nomer B'Shabbos, Efes Biltecha Golein L'Mos HaMashiach, Efes Biltecha Makein Golein L'Mos HaMashiach. Really? It's in, now it is L'Mos HaMashiach. Ein Nomer L'Chomos Chiyas HaMesim. It happened already. And the Shwana Esther, what are we going to say? The Brocha of Tekab Shofar Gadol HaChereseinu? How are we going to say that Brocha? We already had it. Right, so it's Hashiva Shavtein Kavishon. A lot of texts of the bracha. Right, so that's the question he starts with. It's a very interesting question. Michlal, we're not going to say Vesechazena in English. Shmuel Tzion Bracha. Our eyes see the return to Tzion. We've seen it already. It happened. And what are we going to say? How? So obviously, we're going to have to temper, obviously temper the text. But what he writes is, "Ubioski anshe kasa gdolo b'tchias b'ayisheni tiknu kol nusach atfilos abrochas." And we have an even bigger question, because how could they say? Did they make up our text of the Shemoneh Esrei? So they lived in the beginning of the Bayashen. They said, "Vashavas avoda levir besecha, return the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash to its place." They couldn't have said that. Like in Yom Tov, "Salenu besimcha artenu, v'steinu begulenu, v'shom nasal v'chas korbanos chavaseinu." They were bringing korbanos, right? So what's going on? So he said that it really strengthens the question. A question on history. What did they take? What did exactly they institute? Okay, and then many other. I mean, again, read through many other things. So some suggest that some of the stuff was written Ruach HaKodesh because they knew what was going to happen down the road. They were covering themselves. But at that time, they probably didn't say it. And he writes in the next paragraph, "Ani Choshem, ki lo kol nusach ha-brichos v'atfilos tiknu anshe kasa gadolah." Obviously, they didn't institute every single bracha. He quotes our Gemara, "Shar brichos ha-mazon, omru chazal, Moshe v'enu tikin brichos ha-zon, Yoshua tikin brichos ha-zon, Dabar Shon tikin brichos ha-zon." Lo, he writes, "Lo levad inyan habracha shel azon va'aretz b'nei shalayim, ela nusach atzmo, kemo shi sidur etzleinu, efshar shetiknu." So he says differently. He says maybe they made the exact text that we have. Okay? Ki ein shum mila be'elo brachas, but if you look carefully, there's nothing wrong to say in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? He said it could have said it earlier than Moshe. They almost could have said it. Their brachas of thanks, even Uvenei Yerushalayim, seemed to me, could mean uphold, make it stay. It doesn't say Sheyibana Yerushalayim, right? So he says you could have said most of these brachas before. In fact, it's interesting because in the text of the bracha of Hazon, there's a pasuk. Who knows saying lechem lechobasa kilam chasto? Is in the bracha, right? Who knows saying lechem lechobasa? That's a pasuk without who's not the pasuk, but the rest of the thing is a pasuk. No saying lechem lechobasa kilam chasto. It's a pasuk of tilim. And what's called halal gadol. The long halal, the kilam chasto is one of them. Is the very end, the last one, is the second last one. Is no saying lechem lechobasa kilam chasto. That pasuk is in benching. Wait a minute, tilim was written by David HaMelech. How did Moshe institute that bracha? Or according to the Sfar, they also add Kamor Posech Hasadech Maspilo Chalchai Raton. This is Ashkenaz. We don't do it, but the Sfar does. It's also a Posech. It's an Ashrei. It's also David Amel. So evidently, the Moshe Rabbeinu instituted later on. David put it in Tillim and so on. Lekamidi exceed the Vimksuvim. That's not hinted at the Torah and so on. Anyway, the bottom line, even though Tillim wasn't there, the Posech was floating around. Then later on, David Amel put it in Tillim. Very, very fascinating, analysis from the Mabit. Okay, and maybe in the days of Moshe and until David, they may not have said Ka'amur Poseach Hasadech. Because it wasn't Ka'amur, it wasn't said anywhere yet. They just said Poseach Hasadech. But anyway, this is the analysis of Mabit, and he says Bichal Kol Atarz also Yudias Elu Psukim Vachem. They knew all the Psukim and so on, just like we said, Avos knew all the Torah and they observed it. And he brought us other Gemaras that Yaakov Avinu said to his son Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad long before it was written in the Torah, and they answered Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed, and some various other things. So this is again I think is an interesting piece, but the point is he's saying differently. He says the text they did institute, because you look carefully at the text, there's nothing wrong with any of those texts. Okay, the text is on the food, on Aretz, on Yerushalayim, it should be maintained and not necessarily renewed. That's not, now we imply renewed, but that's not how they meant it there. Okay, so on the next page, he writes, "It's all thanks to our Kodesh Baruch Hu," and he quotes the Ramban. Just looking for one thing, he says, "Yeah." So look at now the second. What's the place here? Just a second. Yeah, I'm sorry. He doesn't quote that Ramban. That's enough for the Mabit. He mentioned this point. That the main text might have been, there's book two lines on the bottom. Nimtza kol abrochas v'nusachat zol yukayomim. Zulas ma'at atzrichos ma'at tikun. Samuel, he said, all these brochas will survive into the Olam HaEmes, Olam HaBa, right, Yemos Mashiach. We'll have to make some tikunim. B'chein hayu me'olam. And they were always like that in Mizman. Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom, that's what that abbreviation, Memreish Ayinei, Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom, he was Mesara Bechazazon, Yoshua Bechazaret, and you know, that all fits in, the Lashon can apply. Okay. Now, he has other things, you know, the Ramazim, you can look at it. I do want to point out that there's this, not everything in the database. There's a work called Daf al Hadaf, Daf al Hadaf. Daf al Hadaf is in the database. It's a contemporary work of Talmid Chachamim on every Masicht and Shas, every Daf and Shas, a different Inyonim that come up on that Daf. So I've never seen the Sefer, actually, but I saw it online. But the quotes, I saw the Michas Allah, I quoted from here because he had something else that I couldn't find. He said, it's written, there's a Tom Chacham from Rebbe Brock, I met him a few times, with David Avraham Mandelbaum, a prolific writer, a genius. Anyway, so he put this, with others, put this Daf al Daf together. So, and I've never quoted the sheets before, but he has stuff that I couldn't access without the database. So he quotes, for example, the Michas Alozer from a Maftechos, some kind of an index. He writes that maybe this question of whether Moshe wrote the exact Nusach or not, the Inyan, like again, the Mabit said he did against the other Rishonim. The Inyan, more like that Medrash, I guess, perhaps. The Inyan, but although the Medrash said it didn't exist at all, and he said it's all from Moshe. All right. Because the Inyan Zeb Talib Bezak, you're supposed to know, Kamor Poseach. In Kain Mukhash Moshe Rinna, Omar Nusuch Zeb. If you put in Kamor Poseach, okay, he, you know, Poseach is a Decha, that's in Tillim. So Moshe certainly didn't say that. He doesn't deal with Nosen Lechon Boso Kilim Chasto. But you're not going to say Kamor Poseach. So that means that it wasn't in Tzurubai Moshe, not the text. The text wants to come, you know, come later. And if you don't have that, maybe Moshe did. All right. Anyway, that's just a side point from the Mabit. I don't know if I quoted this before. Another couple of things just on this note. Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim from Rav Reichman on this Gemara Brachos Mem Ches Beis also has a lengthy discussion about this in 39. He says, he quotes the Gemara, and in the first paragraph, first the Rashba, and the Shidduch Mitzvah, we all quoted. And he quotes in the second paragraph, Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah, he mentioned as well. Okay. And he says, look in the third paragraph now. Umashma Sharamban Sover, the Midoraisa Sagi Bibrocha Achat al Etzim Amozom. The Midoraisa, all you need is something that talks about the theme of food, like that guy who said that, you know, shortened a bridge brocha. Okay. And he says, and the Rambam would say, would seem to agree. Okay, that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Yotess, we said before, Mitzvah Zesah Yotess, where the Rambam never mentioned anything about three different brachas. But now the Rav says, one second, Hinei Yesh L'Hoyer, Kama Ha'oros B'Shitas Ramban Marambam, who said, D'Oraisa, you just have to make the bracha on Mazon and not on Aretz Yerushalayim the same way. T'L'Chor Kash Kasha, Badua Sfirle Shein Chumen HaTol Bracha Aretz. What do you mean? That the way he's learning, you only had to make the bracha on the food, so midoraisa. Okay, so what was the bracha of Aretz then? So it's hard to say that a bracha on Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go in yet, and the Yerushalayim. So here's what he says. Says the Rav. He says, especially we have Oschadah Zarat Rachta and so on and so forth. So he says Yesh Lomar, the Lashitosam. It's not the land of Eretz Yisrael, Ella al peros haaretz, on the food that grows in the ground. It's the theme of food. Okay, Aretz HaTovah refers to the food. And he points out a very interesting thing. I printed it for you. You can read it here. You can look from the next sources. The Targum Unklus, there in Parshas Eikam, Berkhas Posuk Yud, Posuk Chata Zavata, look where it translated. Targum Unklus says, B'techo v'tishma terech gas ha-shem al-kecha al-aratuba, on the land. But the Targum Yonason, a different Aramaic Targum, that same Pasuk in Ekev, Perek Ches, Pasuk in 41, right? So he says, Achim Svein, I have a modin rochim kana, Yashem al kechon, I'll call peri ara, on the fruits of the land. So according to what the Rav is saying, at least according to some, the bracha is not on the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's not the Doraisa part. That was Taka and Sturah Yeshua, and they came into the land. So we add on thanking Hashem for the land of Eretz Yisrael. We weren't going to thank him for the land of Eretz Yisrael, and they're still in the Midbar. Leaving out the commentary about Adon Yontov, that was at the very end. The two brachas were into the same time, and the Rav's not subscribing to that necessarily, even though he was actually a stickle descendant of the Tos Yontov. But okay, he wasn't sticking to that his ancestors' approach. But the Rav said that when it says our arts, it's on Paris arts, okay? And he says that's what the Targum says. So therefore, that theme is Doraisa, but the later added to refer to Eretz Yisrael. Then he says also, otherwise, how can you say the other brachas are not Doraisa? The Gemara is clear. Lenny said it before. Only the bracha of Tov Meitim is Darbonon. All the other brachas are Doraisa. Okay? And that's the one second. So there's a question. What if a person is not sure if he benched or not? Does he have to repeat the benching or not? So if only the first bracha of a zon is midaraisa, that's all we should have to repeat. But the Rambam doesn't seem to make that distinction. Take a look. I printed it in source 42. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis Alok Yudalad. Mishachal v'shachach v'lo birch im nizkar kodesh zaka machas rov chosmavar. He's not sure. Nisakamaz means he digested all the food. And let's say I remember that I didn't bench. So how long after? Yeah, we assume 72 minutes after your last date. That's when it begins the digestion process. But anyway, that's not our issue now. It's the second part. I can't remember that I bench or not. Okay. Chos mevarach, but who should nisakamaz? You should bench again as long as you know the food's on the stomach. So the Rav said. But it sounds like you have to repeat the whole benching. What do you mean? If only the first part is the rice, only the first bracha, you don't have to repeat the first bracha. Okay. So that's the question. So he says, so Tarkiyun, the Niril the Shlipul at Verbana, Niril the Shitas Ramban Varama, Mishkilik mean etzem chalos din brich to Arthur Islam, and chalos din brich to Tawamatin. It's true they're only drabbanan. I'm saying only it could be that even the brachas of Allah Aretz and Yerushalayim are midu Rabbanan. It's after the Torah was given. It's the days of Yeshua, the days of David Shalom. It's early the Rabbanan, but it's still the Rabbanan. Like the Baruch and Yavne. But he says the difference is as follows. Birchas Ha'aretz one Yerushalayim shani the nisko kechelek me'ikar cheftza shal Birchas HaMazon. It becomes part of the main body of the Birchas HaMazon, even though it's not Doraisa. What you do by saying those things are kiyum Doraisa shal Birchas HaMazon. Okay? And he writes, and we have other things that's good, that Ramban, and that each person does it according to his language originally. Anyway, Ulufika Chal Kiyom Doraisa Brichas Arts Monishlaim, Rabbanan Tikno Hoda, Brichas Arts Rishlaim, Chalek Metzim Chetz Brichas Amazon. That's not really part of the chetz. It's a bracha of the atzma. That's a chilek that he distinguishes. Rabbanan instituted as a separate entity. Here, the instituted built into the benching, become an ikar part of the benching. And he goes, that's also solved the problem of the Rambam. Again, it means that the chetz of Shavuot gives us another explanation to work into the Rambam. Finally, the third to last, second last paragraph, Derech Zu, Nami Miyushva Din De Polim. Why can they make a shorter bracha? You know, with a bridge bracha, according to the Rambam, they're all, you know, the poem don't say a tova meitiv at all. So if the other brachas all the rabbanim shouldn't say those either. Skip all the rabbanim. Why should they say brachas aretz bonu shalaim? It's also the rabbanim. Yeshlomar shiny brachas aretz bonu shalaim. And this is going to collect meikar chetzu brachas amazon and chal akiyum to the rice for brachas amazon, but not so by the poem. No, they can be exempt from that, but the as opposed to the bracha of Batom, it was a pure Darbonim. Okay, and yeah, all right, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Just to finish off, we took look now down. First of all, just an interesting point. We'll get that in a second. The Daf al Daf, there again, raises a question from Yoshua Shom El Yashiv. So he asked if Moshe instituted and Joshua instituted and so on and so forth. Okay, the Hikshashom, the Lechora, he writes, okay, Habein Lechem, Kedel Baruch Hu Brichas Hamazon. Doesn't Brichas Hamazon need bread? A different question. Doesn't Brichas Hamazon need bread? The man wasn't bread. Okay, so how could Moshe Rabbeinu even institute the Baruch Hu Hamazon? It wasn't bread. There was no bread. Okay, and so on and so on. It was only bread. So he writes, he found that Yosef Engel, I have the Yosef Engel, Gedolei Shas, I have it, but it's not in the database. He asked this question too. And he gives an answer that, well, since the mon could taste whatever you want, it could taste like whatever you want, okay? So if you had a taste like, if you had a taste like bread, then you have to make brichas amos. That's a question, is that true? Only if you had a taste like bread? What if you want to taste like lollipops or ice cream would taste like that? I don't know. Okay, so, but that's what he says for Yasher. All right, it would taste like bread, it'd become like bread. But then he rejected that because it's not bread. You couldn't be Yotze Matzah. It's still not bread, even though he wanted it to taste like bread. Interesting question. Then he said the Chazon Ish wondered in the second paragraph. He quotes the Chazon Ish in Hilchos and Or HaChaim in Simcha Ches. I have it here too, but I'll quote it from here. Kosel istapek, Kibrech Samozon Nischal Achilo, or is on the Achilo with an Ayin? achilu and alaf mean eating, or on the fact that it's in your system. And he said the nafkamina would be for the mon. Okay, with the mon, the truth be told, he said, you know, it was absorbed into the body right away. All right, so that's a question. Should you know, on what do we? Maybe you don't have to make a brach at all. Maybe you don't have to bench at all. All right. Anyway, he talks about that. He talks about the famous question: if a kid started his meal when he was 12 and he became bar mitzvah that night, you know, would he have to bench to raisa? Right? Does it go on the achila or the achila with an ayin, the digestion? So anyway, that's just an interesting point. I did see in the Sefer Time of Dekrov, Chaim Kanievsky, on our Seder in Bishala, you know, was bothered by this kashi that the Chazanish asks. You know, he said, oh, I thought you know you have to have bread. I thought you have to have bread. Okay. And it gives a teretz, well, they wanted to taste like bread and so on. And that people challenge that. But he said, regarding the mun didn't only just taste like it, but also the texture. And the mun might be different. Okay. The mun also had that texture. So maybe this is called lechem. I'll just end by saying the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Beis 44, says, Baruch Hashanah Pasach Baruch, okay, fine. And he says, what's the theme of that bracha? Sheyesh pa shevach, Shashem is baruch, zonas kol alom, utfila, she'al yech salam azon amad. Ulevad, shehu is baruch, zon mizonos, achrechem she'yev shal yos, be'adam, od mefanas ha'chol, metiva ha'chol, and so on. Basically, it could be, what I'm just suggesting is, that's the theme of that first bracha. And one could argue, it would seem to me, that, you know, maybe what you know, maybe getting at is that the originally there was some sort of text, okay, whatever exactly the text was originally there was a text. It did not have obviously the same text that we have that we don't do. Okay, that we wouldn't say we don't have the same text that we do, but originally there was such a text, and maybe the original text didn't speak about lechem either. Okay, it was just talking about food in general, and therefore motion to regard to the mun, and therefore you would say it even on the mun. I mean, there's a question in the Chazon Ish, others told me what bracha they said a month before. Some say, Amos Elechem in Hashemayim. Said, Amos Elechem in Arts, you know. Okay, but my point being, maybe the text of the bracha did change, but again, most assume that the text was you know, was not what's Doraisa. What's Doraisa is the concept, and once, you know, once you covered that, with the Evan, all the things we discussed are covered, and but the Birchas HaMazon, we can rectify, was indeed instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, but it's a fulfillment of the Raisa Kim, the Raisa Vechalta Samarata, even not only Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, but also Yeshua, when the Shlomo instituted. They may have said some form of text of those brachas before, maybe some source that didn't say anything like that at all, but they certainly didn't say the text that we have, although again, except that long piece from the Marbit, he said they did say the text that we have with slight emendations, perhaps, but that's because it works in. But the idea is we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food, for the land, and for Yerushalayim. Perhaps Midaraisa is one institution, one unit, but these are the things for which we're most grateful, you know, surviving as, you know, as human beings, we need food, surviving as a nation, we need a land, and surviving as a religious people, we need a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.